Grace and peace from our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus Christ. His name was Bertrand Russell, and he was very well known in the early 1900s. Well, Mr. Russell said the following: "The life of man is a long march through the night, surrounded by invisible foes, tortured by weariness and pain." Bertrand Russell was an atheist. He was a dedicated non-believer. Now, I've been blessed, and perhaps that's the right term, blessed, to be a part of many funerals here over the past years. And I've learned one thing during that tenure in visits to the graveyard, is that there are no back doors in a grave. Once the self-proclaimed unbeliever is dead, they are dead. That is where they will stay. All of their excuses, all of them, for avoiding Christ and his church are finally silent 1 second after their last breath. So the question I bring today is, do you today believe the tomb is empty? If you doubt that, if you doubt the resurrection, then a fair question is, what about your soul? Either you walk from this point with Jesus, or you turn about and go your own way, wherever that might be. Now, years ago, there were a number of individuals who desperately wanted to refute the existence of the resurrection. One of the most famous researchers was Dr. Gilbert West and Lord Lyttelton of Cambridge. Well, they finished their exhaustive research by stating that one must reject any idea until they've examined the evidence. Ironically, they both became Christians after their research. And then there was Dr. Simon Greenleaf of Harvard University, who openly mocked his students during his course. And finally, one student said, "I tell you what, Doc, this is fair. Why don't you take all of your books, all of your writings, all of your speeches, and convince us that there was no resurrection?" They openly challenged him, and he accepted the challenge. After his research, the professor submitted the following: "The evidence of the resurrection of Jesus is one of the best established facts in history." He became a Christian. During this time of the year, there are many programs on television, and one portrayed Christ in a movie, and perhaps you've heard of it, The Greatest Story Ever Told. Great story. One evening, a mom and a dad were watching the movie with their little 7-year-old daughter. She was totally mesmerized with the movie as it unfolded. But unfortunately, during the scene of Christ carrying his cross on his back, the crucifixion, and the sadness overwhelmed her. She sat on the floor and began to weep. And as they took him down and took him to the stone burial area, she turned around to her mom and dad, and through tears in her eyes, she said, "This is the good part. This is the good part." And I say to you today, what we behold today is the good part. I know, you know, we live in a world that's filled with doubt. We live in a world that is marked with depression, desperation. But I ask you today, look into the empty tomb. See the deliverance. Look into the tomb with your eyes of faith. There's no punishment here any longer. Only thing that is left here is forgiveness. In the resurrection, we have our faith. In the resurrection, we have our hope. In the resurrection, we have the promise of forgiveness and new life. We are a church here today of saints. Saints past, saints present. We are a part of the cloud of witnesses that are spoken of in your Bible. We believe in the communion of saints that we are taught in the catechism. We here today are seen as God's family, and he loves you and he cherishes you. He wants us today to be together. And now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.